right. Good morning. It is Friday, and this is the Gareth Cliff Show on the Real Network. And look who's there. Simpiwe. Hello, Sims. Can't hear you. Oh, there we go. All right. That's better. Okay, so I still can't hear Sims, but I'll try to figure it out in the meantime, James. Apparently, the license was an April Fool's joke. So they're not going to charge us a bicycle license. Let me just get my headphones. That'll make things easier. There we go. So if it is an April Fool's joke, that's an embarrassing one. Something I did not know. But what a ridiculous idea. Even if it's an April Fool's joke, there was something Eskom also made an April Fool's joke about. Remember? Those guys should not be joking. We do not
don't
find
do
them
that.
Fun. Right.
Don't do that at all. No, yeah, we precisely. Don't like it.
So how are you this morning, Simpiwe?
I am good. I got to wake up a bit later than usual, you know. Nice. The sun's out. The weather's nice. I'm not in Sun City like you guys, but hey, Joburg's
well,
not that bad.
Listen, we discussed this a year ago, and we haven't done it. And eventually Ben said, how about we go now in April? So I was like, yeah, let's go. And also in the middle of the month, there are less people here. Because it's not end of the month, payday. And it's nice and... Yesterday wasn't too bad. It was quiet. I think today might be a bit busier. And hopefully the weather holds out. But yeah, lots of fun. So, apart from the stuff we've already covered, I believe that you have a problem with vegan droevors. You just... I can't hear you for some reason again. Sorry, I don't know what happened. There we go. Now
it's
I
just
can.
Doing me. There we go. Perfect.
Okay, cool.
It's working.
So
now.
Why do you have a problem
yes.
with this stuff? I thought it was wonderful. Isn't it great?
No. Okay, let me start off by saying this. You know that the best biltong is racist biltong. It needs to come from an Afrikaner who's just like, yeah, eh, they're the blacks, eh? And then you just like, give it to me. Like, that's the best. But then I saw this and I was like, wait, guys, what's in... this thing, what's actually this vegan what? And then there's activated sunflower seeds, activated pumpkin seeds, organic apple cider vinegar, smoked paprika. Like, it's just a glorified seed stick. Like, what is this, guys? What are we eating?
Horrible.
What is this?
But you know what it is? Like, the thing that bothers me about these meat-eating, I mean, these non-meat-eating people, is that they still want it to look like meat.
No, guys, something's wrong.
They want us to call it meat, but it isn't. You guys can't have it both ways. Either we call it like shitty vegan nonsense, or it must have on the label something that's... You can't lie to us. Like, what if I'm in a hurry at the shop? Just put that packet up again. What if I'm in a hurry and I just see Droevors? I don't see the vegan, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I get home... And I open up this packet and I'm really desperate and I bite into a whole bunch of fucking rabbit food and seeds. I'm going to be furious.
I just don't agree with this thing. You're wasting people's time. You're wasting people's money. Some things are just good with a bit of, in this department, with a bit of racism. What does this have? Like love? Oh.
Yeah. Gosh. So in other words, Simpiwe, you're saying that even in... the ideal world, there's still a place for a bit of racism because they make
yes!
the best Droevors and biltong. Okay.
Let me tell you, when I'm it comes you. To food breaks all the rules, okay? Because when it comes to Droevors, you need a bit of racism. When it comes to good amagwinya and amagota, you need some uncleanliness in that place. The sauce, the juice, you need to question and be like, am I going to get food poisoning? If you don't question that place, don't go there. The food is not that great. You know, when it comes to food, you just need to be like,
You need to relax the rules a little bit.
You know, if you die there, maybe it's amazing.
It's like, it's like when you go for a real French meal with a great French chef, you expect him to be abusive. You expect him to be rude to you. Like, you don't want decent customer service. You don't want the guy saying nice things like, oh, I hope you've had a nice day or whatever. He must come around and go, someone at this table ordered salt out of my restaurant. Right?
Thank you. And then you know you're getting the experience. The food is going to be Montabella. You're going to be so happy. It just comes with the experience. So some things, don't do it, guys. Just don't do it. It's not worth it.
The only time it's acceptable to be around racists is when you're buying their Bulltown on Drovers. There we go.
And it's the only time I'll accept it. I'll be like, bring it on. It's fine. I'll give you my money. You know, say whatever you want to say. But just make sure this Bulltown is the one. If it's not the one, we're going to have a problem. We're going to have a real problem.
Right. So Dirk says, damn vegans, develop your own products. Don't touch ours. Just don't call them the same thing. Because if I, and this happened, one of our guests came in the one week and said to me that he'd been to one of the Woolworths, Checkers, Pick and Pay, who knows. And he'd grabbed a packet of something that he thought was meat. And it ended up being some horrible like soy thing that he was not interested in. And he wasted his money. So that's misleading. That is false advertising, as Signet says. And you shouldn't allow that. That should not be allowed.
Stop it. Looks get like your own grocery stores as well. Have a vegan store where all the vegans can shop there. Don't leave us alone. Why must we?
Yes.
You know, sometimes some things.
We demand apartheid between vegan stores and stores with meat. We demand apartheid.
Get your own.
I know someone's going to cut that out of context. And it's okay, don't fix what is not broken, Woolworth, says Bitcoin Boots. When you eat Bultong, you must be able to taste the apartheid, otherwise you're wasting your time.
God, guys, there's something about it. It slaps so different. It has a was to it where you like, take me back. I can, maybe apartheid wasn't that bad. Then you realize, hey, that's not the thoughts I want to have. But the Bultong is great.
So how's this? Dirk bought Drovos the other day, and it was super cheap. And when I got home, I realized it was for dogs. We don't have dogs, so I ate it anyway. That's so great. If it's not made by a quiz in khaki shorts, it's not Bultom.
Danko. Yeah.
All right. Vegans must just. So Lee's had enough. She says vegans must just fuck off now. If you suck cocks, then you can't call yourself a vegan. All right. I like that. That's hilarious. Yeah. Okay. Neil says soy sapus. South Africans are so rough, hey. Let me just move this now in the sun. Give me 1 second, Simpiwe. I need to sort this out. Hang on.
No problem.
Yeah, there we go. That's a bit better. Otherwise, it's going to look like I'm squinting into the sun the whole time. All right. So a couple of things that are in the news that I do want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned this in the first hour. I played two videos of what AI thinks plane travel might be like. Of course, it's complete fantasy. There's like a pool on the plane and there's a plane full of dogs. Plane that is the inside of the plane is just a ball pit. I mean, those would be fun. I still think that even though they're not acceptable for long-term travel, or for long-distance travel, rather, it would be a fun adventure to get on a plane and be in a ball pit, wouldn't it?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know.
It could be quite fun. And then there was the AI generated these places, amazing places to take a shit, which I thought was fun. But I'm worried because you say here, is AI becoming immoral? So whether AI is, able to take control, but what do you mean immoral?
So it seems like OpenAI has like pissed off some artists. They're in fact artists in the world because there's this new trend going around. It's called Studio Ghibli. I hope I'm saying that right? Yes. And it's basically where you will prompt ChatGPT or OpenAI to create like an image of you in this Studio Ghibli style. And the issue with that is because it's gone mega viral. Everyone's doing it. It takes about 10 seconds to like generate. But the issue that a lot of artists have now like kind of raised over the past few days is that is this like straight out copyright and plagiarism, because there's a guy who actually created this, and it took him about 40 years to kind of perfect this anime style. Creating this anime style of like image and cartoon like things, and basically OpenAI is doing it within seconds. And then for like a brief moment, it seemed like AI was like censoring itself, where people couldn't generate those images if you prompted it to. But no, that lasted all for 2 seconds, and now it's back. You can go on like ChatGPT and prompt it to create that. And yeah, like a lot of people, artists are saying, is this copyright? Is this plagiarism? Is this okay? Is this progress? Like, what the heck is happening?
First of all, I've got to say that these trends are amazing. Like, they pick up so quickly. And now everybody's designing their, like, doll, you know, like their action figure.
These things,
even in the office, I saw this week, everybody has to design their own one. Have you done yours yet?
No, I haven't. But what I did get James to do was kind of prompt ChatGPT, based off their previous conversations, to be like, what does ChatGPT think James looks like? And that's also like a cool experiment that we've been doing.
Oh, wow. What did it come up with?
But then James didn't do it. He said bedroom. Like, he said, what would his bedroom look like? And so it gave like a very neat room. So I'm presuming based on
we all know it would have the Liverpool bedspread and all. We discussed it on Monday on the show.
So yeah, like that's what basically it's done. But that's also like a new trend where people are hopping on to say, okay, ChatGPT, based off like our previous conversations and everything you know about me, how do you think I look like? And some of those images have been accurate and some have been not accurate at all.
It is amazing what you can do with that image generator stuff. And I believe they've just upgraded it again on ChatGPT. But, you know, people are going to have so much fun doing this, because nobody on earth doesn't love seeing a version of themselves. I mean, the greatest people in history would sit for hours with a portrait painter so that they could paint them.
Yes.
Now you can upload a couple of pictures and it will generate a version of you in every style that every great master in history was able to generate. So you can have me painted by Matisse or by Van Gogh or by Da Vinci or by Thomas Lawrence. You can go in there and you can, any artist you like, and it is phenomenal what comes up. I did a fun one for my dad the other day where I kind of rendered him in like 18th century military uniform, and he loves it. I think he's made it his profile picture and it looks just like him. So it's not as if it's just a random person that they put in there. It's actually his face. And with these action figure ones that people are sending around now, they really do look like the people in question. I'm not sure whether they are just scouring the internet or whether they go to people's Instagrams and pull faces off of there, whether you're allowed to, because there are all kinds of ethical and moral things, like you mentioned earlier about stealing people's copyright. There are ethical and moral questions about what you're allowed to use on the internet, because you can Google image search someone, and for some people you'll find lots of pictures, and for some people you'll find none. And you've got to wonder also, how far are we off of someone generating like versions of you without your clothes on? You know, that's going to be a thing. You won't even realize it, and someone's taken your picture off the internet and they've generated a version of you where you're not wearing any clothes and you have no say in that. I think that's a problem, don't you?
I do. Like, I never thought of it like that. I mean, I know when you like use OpenAI or ChatGPT the first time around, there's like a whole lot of read this and say yes to the terms and conditions. But those terms and conditions are basically saying you agree that whatever you share with them, they can use it for whatever purposes. And, you know, they can use it at their discretion, which is scary. And now you prompting it to like create images and whatnot, which is great. But then you also realize that they use all that data to create something that could be used for great, or it can just be used for like scary stuff. Yes, which you just mentioned, which I never really thought of. Like, there's sick people out there in the world, Gareth, and AI is also going to cater to those people with the weird needs and likes and desires. I mean, we have only feet, we have only fans, you know, what's next? Anime style porn.
We're not far off. It's going to happen. Is breaching copyright immoral or rather just illegal? Well, it's illegal, but what we're talking about now is immoral. Mm. Durban Dope has just turned 56. Happy, happy. How many liters of water do you think is being wasted when generating these images, Simpiwe?
Oh, wow, tons. Hello. No, so like AI uses a lot of water. I think I stand to be corrected. For a 100-word email or essay that you ask ChatGPT.
But hang on, how does it use water? I don't understand.
For the servers, there we go.
To cool them down.
Yes. So they basically calculated, like, for a 100-word email or essay that you prompted, it uses about like 27 liters of water. And so it uses a lot of water just to be functioning, and I think of all the prompts I ask it to do, like everyday chats I have with it just for work, and you realize just how much water it uses. So it uses a lot of water. It's not a thing that's like chief. It's a very thirsty thing, that thing. I can tell you now, I can even do a proper update. Water.
Dirk Kutsia says basically the big AI companies will determine or define our idea of what morality is. That's scary. That's not a good thing. I don't like that at all. Yes. Okay, so look at this, talking about immoral. Here's an idiot. Progressive Belgian poet. By the way, just why do they always look like that? Why do people on the left always have that fringe right above their eyes? Always, right? Do you know what I mean? Always like this. And then the hair that comes like that. She says, this Belgian poet, progressive Belgian poet, says, people must accept that pedophilia resides in each of us. Every human being is sometimes attracted to innocence and youthfulness. This is so disturbing on so many levels. Like, I really don't understand how someone who looks like that and says things like that, it could only happen in Western Europe in 2025. She says, I think it's very dangerous to demonize and silence pedophiles. Really? Really? They're the only people who, when they go to jail, the other prisoners want to kill them straight away. So what's the problem here? I mean, like, why is it a problem that people are mean to pedophiles when pedophiles are mean to children? Unreal. I just don't get it at all. So I thought you needed to see that just so you can avoid people like that through the course of your day. And they do always look like that.
Yeah. It's just frustrating that we're defending nonsense, utter nonsense, okay? Because even this term, what, minor attracted, because they don't want to use P.
Oh, my God.
Is just the most infuriating thing out there, right? I don't understand how you can look at a kid, a baby, and be like, oh, there's something so yummy about that innocence. And like, you're disgusting and there's something wrong with you and you do need to be put in prison. And whatever happens to you, hey, you know.
Too bad.
Thank God. Like, I don't feel sorry for you. I really feel sorry for you. And I think also it just shows how the mindset of some people, I know you guys spoke about Penroll earlier, but there was a tweet that also of his that got me very mad
a few days ago.
So there's a whole hashtag justice for Tweetwe. A 7-year-old girl was raped, right? And her mom has been trying to get justice for her little one. And basically, like, everybody on the internet and in South Africa has tried to get involved to get justice for this little girl. And then Penzo decided to go tweet and be like, okay, this is what's happening with the case. But he kind of ended the tweet with the credibility of a 7-year-old is questionable. Mind you, they've done the DNA testing. Doctors have definitely confirmed that she was raped and assaulted. And they've definitely taken DNA samples. So for him to even say something like that is problematic on so many levels. Because once again, this is a 7-year-old child. It's not an adult. It's not somebody that we can be like, what were you doing? Where were you? They were at school when this took place. And we have adults who think questioning the credibility of a seven-year-old is okay when it's not. And it's just the same with that lady who's saying, hey, we must not demoralize.
Have they found the person who did this?
No, they haven't. They did take the DNA sample of the transport driver. He came back negative. I think the caretaker came back negative. And then they wanted the DNA of the principal because the principal was also someone who saw the little girl at the school. And he's refused. He's refused to share his DNA sample. He got Afriforum to kind of like back him and support him. And everyone's looking at him side eye to be like, why don't you want to give your DNA sample? Yeah. And then the minister of the Eastern Cape came out to say they took the DNA sample just for us to find out that they actually didn't. And he lied to us. They lied to the public.
More government incompetence.
And mind you, this has been going on. It happened last year in October, if I'm not mistaken. So this has been going on for months, and there's still no progress. So we're waiting on the DNA results. If they can take the principal and rule him out, that will be great. Until then, he's a suspect.
It's just such a disturbing story. I mean, you hear about these terrible things that happen to people, and while I'm sympathetic as can be to adults, it just feels so extra wrong. If there's a layer of, because certainly all of it is wrong, right? And you, it's hard to draw gradations of like what's worse than what. But it seems to me that if you're the kind of person who would abuse a child,
there's a special place in hell for you. That is just
unbelievable.
Absolutely wrong.
So let's just ignore Belgian poets who say that we should all feel guilty. No, actually,
No.
If you're involved with people like that, you should. Penwell and Nato are both smoking the same brain rotting tick. Send them both to Pofadder and take away their internet privileges. It's like his Orania tweet. You're good, but you're racist. Why can't you just be good? Okay, I don't really know what's going on there because I'm not paying extra careful attention. So forgive me if I don't know what's happening the whole time with Penwell. Here's a great singer for you, Simpiwe. It is Friday. We want people to be in a good mood. We're not going to spend all our morning complaining about all the serious problems that we have. So here is a terrific singer doing Sade's Smooth Operator. Are you ready?
Oh, okay, that's such a classic.
Mona Lee.
Isn't she
your new favorite singer? Don't lie.
Oh no, she's the Timmy version of Shadele. I don't know if you've seen the trend where it's like what I ordered and what I got, and what we got is very shaky.
Exactly. Mona Lee. I'm hiring her. I'm going to hire her for a birthday party for you. Why are you complaining?
I need to be a bit drunk first.
Saint says, I'm scared. I'm scared for the rest of the day. she looks like a blow-up doll from Temu. I've heard that even the hardened prisoners don't stand for pedos. They get proper fucked up on the inside. That is true, Carl. Apparently that is true. Smooth operator.
She's so serious. Like, she's just like,
and it's and deep. Her voice is deep. Smooth operator. Terrific. So I especially found her for you. All right. Fantastic. Now you have nothing to worry about. Now you can really start your day with love.
She's a perfect like guest for karaoke nights, you know. Like,
yeah,
just takes the mic and
she dresses up. She'll wear the pearls and all of that stuff. She's terrific. Mona Lee. So I'm going to follow her. But do you remember the other day I played that other woman? I think it was on a Monday, or it could have been on a Friday. That Chinese woman who sings.
She does
karaoke. She's terrific. She's also good. You don't like it?
No, like, bad singing is great only when you're drunk. Like,
Zwana says, was this karaoke night at some pub in Klerksdorp?
Okay.
Pretty much. All right, very good. So tell us quickly, Simpiwe, because you have found some story about the Oxford Dictionary or linguists and their favorite language fact. Let's go.
Yay. Okay. So there's like this account that I follow, and they basically ask people various questions about like, what's a cool fun fact? And I discovered this one where like how we pronounce certain words is actually incorrect, or where we place syllables is incorrect. So for example, helicopter, right? We tend to say helicopter, right? That's how you'd break it up if you read it. But
sure.
According to linguists, that's actually incorrect. Where we break up the word, it should be hello. So it's hello. Yeah. And then potter. That's how you should say it.
What?
Because, yes, that's how you should actually break it down. And it's the same with hamburger. We tend to say hamburger, but it should be hamburger, because it's from the word. It's German word.
This is funny. This is funny. It came up. Okay, this came up yesterday while I was talking to Ben, because the word chimpanzee.
Yes.
Okay, so Americans go chimpanzee.
Yes.
Right? They always make a big thing of the pan in the middle. They put the emphasis on that syllable. Is that what we're talking about with hamburger? So it should be hamburger.
Yes. So how we break it up into, instead of like hamburger, because it's a German word.
Okay, so with chimpanzee,
yes.
I know people who go chimpanzee, and then I know people like Nigerians that say chimpanzee, right? And then I say chimpanzee. I put the emphasis on Z. Americans put the emphasis on pan. Nigerians put the emphasis on chimp. So isn't it okay that we all do it differently?
I guess it is. I mean, these people studied language, but it is what it is. As long as you understand what the person is saying, I guess it's fine. But it's interesting how, like, certain words, because where they originate from, you should, I mean, as an English word, you'd naturally just break it up in terms of, oh, it's a ham and a burger. But no, what's wrong? Well, chimpanzee. So I found that fascinating. But I think, do you, boo-boo? That's my thing. Like, if I understand
what
you're saying.
How do you do chimpanzee?
Chimpanzee. That's how I say it.
Okay, so you and I say it the same way, and then there will be people who say it differently. I always thought it was very, very funny when Leanne, who was on the show with me on Monday, said, you've got to put the emphasis on the right syllable. Right?
Yes. It's actually, even yesterday, Marv was making fun of me because of how I say ask.
because you say ox sometimes.
Yes.
It's almost like a dyslexic
thing. Apparently
it's my
people thing. It's a black thing to say.
Well,
it, like that.
it could also be a dyslexic thing, right? Because
sometimes
people who are dyslexic swap letters around. And when they speak them, they actually speak the wrong letter in the wrong place.
Yes.
Ah, here's a question. Richard wants to know, which pronunciation of aluminium do you prefer? So the Americans call it aluminum.
Which I don't understand.
No, and we call it aluminium.
Yes.
So I absolutely will not use aluminum, because aluminium is the name of the element on the periodic table.
Yes. Also, can we just teach Americans how to spell as well? Like, I don't understand why color does not have the letter U, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Their spelling is atrocious. Like, even how they spell certain things, they use a Z instead of an S. Like, what's wrong with you? Can you just spell properly? Right. Can you just do things correctly? You guys don't use kgs, you use pounds. Like, you guys are just messed up. Can we just stop?
I typed in the word recognize on ChatGPT the other day, and it goes recognize, but it's ise. That's the way I learned it, right?
Yes. We speak proper English or British English. So please, can we, like Americans, if you guys are watching this, please, can you just stop spelling words incorrectly and leaving out letters?
Carl has a problem with you saying ox because you're trying to pretend to be American, according to him. It's very fucking annoying. She's just told us why she hates the American way of spelling things. So she's not trying to be American.
Not at all.
All right.
Not at all. It's my people thing, you know, like I just say ask. Either way, you know what I'm trying to say.
Hamburger.
No. Let's break it down. Would
hamburger.
Oh, God. Okay, I don't know. There's something. You talk about how it irritates you that Americans mispronounce and misspell certain things. I've never managed to find Steve Martin funny. I just, you know how some people tell you that they don't think Mr. Bean is funny? And I kind of agree some way.
Yeah, but I agree.
I do not understand the American obsession with Steve Martin. I've never, ever found him entertaining or funny in any movie he's ever been in. That was from Pink Panther, I think. And if you compare him to Peter Sellers, it's not even, he's so unfunny. Stan Steve Martin. I've never admitted this before. I feel good that I've got it off my chest.
It's a fun fact. I didn't know about you, Gareth. But okay. Yeah,
neither did I until I said it this morning, but I've just never found that fucker funny. Congo Chris says, it pisses me off when people use regarding, with regards, or in regards to. With regards to is sending your regards to someone. If you use regard variations incorrectly around me, I will correct you. Well, I had an ex-girlfriend who used to constantly shit on me for my use of I or me, you know, when you say that doesn't suit me, or I don't feel like doing that, or you and I are going to do something together. It for some reason, she always had some problem with the way I did that. Please, for the benefit of the SABC, mention inclement weather. I don't know if that's what they do on the SABC anymore. It looks like shitty weather here, by the way. What's it like in Joburg?
The sun's out, so I think it's going to be nice and warm.
Damn it.
I'm very happy. I'm tired of the rain. I'm tired of the cold. I don't like the cold, but the cold is coming. Winter is coming, as the kids will say. I'm glad to see some sunlight. Love it when the sun's out.
We didn't even get into this when Ben was here, but it was something he wanted to talk about, is the dire wolves that they've cloned. Have you seen these things?
No.
First of all, they're still puppies, but they edited some DNA and put it into the gray wolf, and now they're going to make these dire wolves, and they're going to raise them. Apparently, dire wolves are much bigger and more scary than normal wolves, and they've brought them back from 13,000 years of extinction. I don't know if this is such a good idea.
I'm with you on that one, Gareth. Like, some things need to stay in the past. It's like them saying, oh, we're going to start making dinosaurs again. Like, there's a reason why those things are extinct. We don't live with them. We are not able to handle that. You know, we have evolved as humans. We more worried about AI than anything. Now you want to bring back things that were gone. Oh, are you sure about that?
I'm not sure about this, and I think that if these direwolves are genetically exactly like their ancestors 13,000 years ago, what are they going to hunt? Because we had very different creatures that were prey animals in those days. What if we look like what their prey animals would look like? What if we were their food? And what if these things are amazing at hunting, and what if they eat and destroy all the other wolves, and they end up the dominant species in the Northern Hemisphere? We got to be very careful about this, right?
Okay. Yes, because some of us, like me, not some of us, me in particular, like, I don't know how to live and like protect myself in a very, like, you know, unless it's maybe a fist in there, but I don't know how to, like, pick up a knife and something. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even fry. I'll marinate the meat, but I don't start the fire. So I'm like, yo, imagine now they find me. I don't even know how to defend myself. I don't. I'm so, like, suburban.
And you know what? Mapelo says, quite rightly, huskies are suddenly direwolves now, liars. I don't know what the difference is, actually, between a direwolf and a normal wolf. So people say they're just a little bit bigger, but these are still puppies. We don't know how big they're going to get. Yeah.
We're stepping into the unknown, and I don't like this unknown, because we're going back just to go forward, because they bring something that was gone. And as you said, we don't know what they're going to want now. Maybe, like, humans are their new fetish. And the thing with today's world, you guys are not built to, like, fight animals that... It's in the nature to do this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are not built for that anymore. That's not what we do. We drive cars now.
Imagine they bring back the saber-toothed tiger, or, like, these enormous... Do you remember there was something called the African bear that lived up in the Atlas Mountains in North Africa? This thing was bigger than any European bears, and faster and way more terrifying. Now imagine they bring that shit back. I don't know if I want that.
Hey, guys. I'm not for it. Don't do it. That's, like, my advice. Don't do it.
Very bad.
We're not built for it anymore. We've literally changed. You know, we are not built for such thing. And now they want to.
But so, okay. James, see if you can find a picture of this thing called a short-jawed bear, a megafauna animal that we know for a fact ate people. Let's go full retard, says Congo Chris. Okay. I want to see what one of those looks like. Can you find us
that
a picture?
That sounds scary.
The short-jawed bear. Let me just have a look here. I'm going to see if I can find it quickly. It doesn't sound nice, right?
It sounds very scary. You guys are scary.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is not a nice-looking thing. It looks like a normal bear in these pictures, but... Oh, no. Fuck. Short-faced bear. It's not the short-jawed bear. It's a short-faced bear. Ugh. Have you seen it, Simpiwe?
Yes! And it's so tall. Oh, guys, you guys are trying to kill us.
Thing.
You're trying to kill us. You guys are absolutely... Tell us now. Tell us now that you want to wipe the human population. Because what is this?
It inhabited North America during the Pleistocene. Which is 28, the 12 and a half. Okay, so this thing was alive when the direwolf was alive. So it's bigger than a black bear, bigger than a grizzly bear, bigger than a polar bear.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. I don't like the sound of this. Short-faced bear. That's the one that we're talking about. Horrible thing. There's been a documentary about Bring Back Dinosaurs. It's called Jurassic Park, and it involves a lot of screaming and death, says Anton. Oh, all right, and then somebody says here I should listen to a whole podcast. They're bringing back only the dodo, woolly mammoth, and some Aussie dog I cannot spell. some of these can make an entire missing link in the evolution, and they can make a huge change to overpopulation. Think deer and elk. Okay, yeah. Did you ever see the horns of those huge Irish elk? They were these enormous. They had, like, honestly, Simpiwa, their horns. If I spread out my hands and my feet, I won't be able to cover the distance that these things. They had these antlers that were extraordinary. I think it's called an Irish elk. You have to see these things to believe them. And they were just hunted to extinction. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Incredible. Take a look at those if you can Google image those. James, see if you can find us one of those as a picture to close off the show this morning. Irish elk. There's a short-faced bear, all right? Look at it. So what you've got here is the short-faced bear is the biggest one in that little lineup at the bottom. The one in front's a black bear. Next one's a grizzly. Look at how much bigger that short-faced bear is. That thing will eat you in one sitting. Horrible, right?
It is. I'm actually scared right now.
While we're busy with this, James, see if you can find the Irish elk for Simpiwa and show her those horns. That is something impressive. Look at that. Huh?
They're beautiful.
Magnificent. Isn't that magnificent?
Oh, weird. Yeah, but like, imagine that thing attacking you, like you out. But they're gorgeous. Ooh.
They are beautiful, and I don't think that they necessarily attack people, but they're extinct now. There was the largest deer that ever lived. It used to range over Eurasia, and the most recent remains have been carbon dated to 7,700 years ago. The antlers span 3.5 meters across, the largest of any known deer. And, I mean, magnificent. So they were hunted to extinction by our ancestors, Simpiwe.
Ish. You know, sometimes humans know how to learn a good thing, a beautiful thing. I think that, I wouldn't mind if they brought that back. That, yes. Ooh. You know, then can be part of our big five. Ooh.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Animal.
Beautiful.
Our ancestors, according to Dirk, ran away from these animals on a daily basis. Why would we bring them back? No good can come from this.
Danko. Thank you. That's all. That's all we need to say.
Oh, my God. All right. Here's a thought. Why don't we take better care of the animals that we already have, says Azalea. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. The only bears I want to meet are Paddington and Winnie the Pooh, says Signet. Correct.
Winnie the Pooh is cute, so yes. Yes and yes.
Congo Chris correcting me. There's no such thing as a saber-toothed tiger. You're thinking of a saber-toothed cat, which is called a Smilodon. Yeah, that is correct. I stand corrected. You are right. I am wrong. And that's where we're going to end things for this morning. I hope you have an awesome weekend. I've got the rest of the day in Sun City, Simpiwe. I'm very excited.
That's nice.
I hope it's nice weather because it looks very cloudy at the moment. And then I'll be heading home tomorrow morning. So back to the realities of Gauteng, and hopefully not too cold an April weekend. Next week, don't forget, no show next week Friday because it's Easter Friday. It's Good Friday.
Ooh, long weekend.
Yes, indeed. And the Monday. Don't forget, you also got the Monday. It's going to be a hell of a short week the week after that. All right, everybody. See you later. Cheers. Have an awesome day.
Bye.